I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. All U.S. troops will be out of Iraq by the end of the year, but that's not going to mean the end of American involvement in the country. U.S. officials say political and military ties will continue, if on a reduced scale. Business ties, though, could expand, as The World's Jason Margolis reports.
In a conference room 25 floors above downtown Seattle, about 40 business people in suits are looking at a map of the Middle East.
This is the Arab world. 22 countries spread across the region.
David Hamid, the president of the National U.S. Arab Chamber of Commerce, is here to make the case for investing in Iraq.
Projects and mega projects are still moving forward. Consumer spending is huge. The youth population is... We now have a new generation of internationally educated Arab leaders.
Hamid says within 2 years, Iraq will be the fourth largest Middle East market for U.S. goods. He and the other speakers talk about the need for a million new housing units in Iraq and all the doorknobs, windows, and bolts that come with that. This was the first of several Iraq business roundtables the U.S. Arab Chamber is putting on across the country. After the presentation, I asked Hamid, why would an American business consider Iraq?
Well, the short answer is, if the oil is flowing, it's a guaranteed source of revenues for the government.
The Iraqi government will make some purchases directly. They've already bought 40 planes from Boeing, for example. Bhaskar Chakravorty is the Senior Associate Dean for International Business at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. He says with all that oil money sloshing around, some of it's bound to get in the pockets of the middle class, and they want American products.
This is one of the biggest business opportunities that exists anywhere in the world today.
Iraq sits on the fifth largest oil reserves in the world, around 150 billion barrels. But Chakravorty says those estimates are 30 years old.
A lot of geologists believe that the real number is somewhere close to 300 billion barrels, which would make Iraq the largest source of oil, bigger than Saudi Arabia.
And it's not just oil money that Iraq has going for it.
Iraq is a country with people who are actually quite entrepreneurial, a reasonably large middle class, and no royal family. All these things are good.
Sounds promising. But this is Iraq we're talking about. It's still an extremely violent place, and there won't be any U.S. soldiers there by year's end. Chakravorty is well aware of this.
The problems are going to be there, and anybody who goes in has to be aware of those problems, has to be aware of the fact that you have to navigate a maze of complexities that range all the way from violence to corruption to risk of all kinds, and not even understanding the local mores and customs.
First, you said there's potential, and then you said there's problems. So if I'm a company and I can do stuff over in Iraq, I'm excited on your first answer and dread on your second. So bottom line, should a company work over there, an American company?
Bottom line, I would say the answer is yes. And this kind of goes back to the principal rules of investing. With high risk comes high reward.
Back in Seattle, Jim Seymour was intrigued by that message. He's the owner of Key Pharmacy Compounding, a Washington state drug manufacturer. He's exported drugs to South Africa and the United Kingdom and is looking to expand.
I never would have dreamed Iraq, but we're interested wherever the market is.
I asked him, though, isn't he concerned about safety?
No.
Enough said. Companies doing business in Iraq can take out insurance, hire locals to handle business, and contract with private security guards. Iraqi officials are hoping more people are thinking like pharmacist Jim Seymour. Nofal Al-Hassan is a commercial counselor with the Iraq embassy in D.C.
Many American companies or international companies, when they look at the Iraq market, they probably view Iraq 2011 in the eye of 2005 or 6, when we were in a very difficult time.
Al-Hassan says he understands that Iraq is not in a perfect position, but violence has ebbed, and the economy has stabilized.
The Iraqis making more money than they used to probably 10 years ago or 20 years ago. So there is a lot of liquidity within the consumers. People start making a lot of money and start asking to purchase a lot of products.
It's not exactly a time of certainty, though, in Iraq. Nobody knows what will happen once the last U.S. troops leave. Still, investment analysts remain upbeat about the long-term prospects. Looking out 10 or 15 years, there is a lot of money to be made in Iraq. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.